Superintendents from around the state were in Juneau recently listening to the governor and Department of Revenue talk about depleting state coffers from low oil prices. Petersburg Superintendent Erica Klutpainter says everyone is feeling the pressure. However, she says Petersburg is sitting better than many other school districts.
We are actually not in an emergency situation. I mean, I sat with superintendents who are talking about schools closing and, firing teachers and letting whole programs go.
The Sitka School District announced this week a projected $2.7 million shortfall and could have to lay off up to 9 teachers and close their pool or art center. Klutpainter says Petersburg's conservative approach to budgeting and careful planning and hiring in the past will now pay off. She says the district will likely not have to cut any positions.
I mean, we're going to continue to scale back in our district. We'll look at activity travel. We'll look at professional development. We'll look at supply budgets, shaving back responsibly as we've always done.
Even though staffing may stay the same, a large grant could be history. On the cutting block is a 4-year grant that started last year that is worth $150,000 a year. The Healthy Living Grant has paid for obesity prevention efforts in the district. At the board meeting, Klutpainter told members that it's frustrating.
We're told all the time to pursue funding, and so we did as a district. We didn't hire a grant writer. We all pooled our resources and time and wrote this grant 2 years ago for $400,000, and we've followed every rule and every regulation, and we've done it, done everything they've asked, and it was, they were just cut completely. Now, that's not for sure that it will happen, as Ginger mentioned, but, that's the kind of slashing of things that is going on that's really challenging for districts to be able to plan.
But state funding cuts aren't the only cuts coming to the school district. For the last several years, the district has received $1.8 million from the Petersburg Borough. Last year, that equaled 18% of the district's budget. But the federal funding source for a third of that money is ending. The local municipality has received this annual payment once tied to logging revenue on nearby national forest land. However, Congress did not reauthorize the program last year. School Board President Gene Ellis says the Petersburg School District predicted this day might come and has worked with the borough to plan ahead.
Rather than saying, really, that's timber receipts money earmarked for the school should have it and spend it, we said, because we don't believe this will keep coming forever. We really want you to save part of it. Mm-hmm. And so that when we do come to when they're not funding it, which is what happened this year, there will be some money set aside so we're not falling off the cliff, that we can actually go down more gradually.
Klutpainter says the district plans to continue working with the borough assembly and the borough manager, Steve Giesbrecht.
Steve and really the assembly has been very upfront and willing to work with us. I mean, talking about kind of creating a little task force here, even this spring, so that we can have some parents and community members, business people, involved in looking at the bigger picture, because it's coming down the pike here.
The Alaska legislature has about a month to finish up its operating budget, which will detail exactly how much Petersburg and other school districts will be getting from the state this year. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.